Great to have with us His Holiness Vardhana Swami. We are, it's beyond my capacity to express our gratitude to His Holiness for everything, for his powerful preaching. I had the great privilege of going to Chaupati and spending 3 weeks there at a time when I was still very much wounded from the loss of my spiritual father and my physical father, both died in very close proximity. And by his kindness and compassion, and the kindness and compassion of the Chaupati Vaishnavas, I was renewed. And not only for his wonderful preaching, but for so many reasons. Maharaj, of course, did a wonderful service of love and friendship to our Guru Maharaj in the last 7 weeks of his being among us in physical form, a service that all of his disciples can never repay him for. We are totally and eternally in his debt and owned by him for his example of selfless service and love and compassion. And he has so graciously agreed to come and honor us by saying a few words about Mother Ananda Rupa. Maharaj.
శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టాం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కథం మయ్యం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలాం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపాం సాగరజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితాం సజీవాం సాద్వైతాం సావదూతాం హరిజనా సహితాం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదా సహగణా రవితా
హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశా గోపికా కంద రాధా నమోస్తుతే సప్త కంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంశకల్పతురుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేయో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
It is truly my honor and fortune to be participating in this very holy event of memorial service for Ananda Rupa Devi Dasi, a very, very dear, loving disciple of my very dear, loving godbrother, His Holiness Shripad Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya has taught us Prema Kumartho Mahan that the greatest goal of life to strive for is unconditional love of God. The Bhagavad Gita teaches Traiguna Vishaya Veda Nistraiguna Vibhava. The Vedas, and for that matter, all the scriptures of the world, teach how to rise higher and higher to states of happiness within the three modes of material nature. But Krishna says, rise above these modes and be transcendental to all of them. Be established in the self. Artha, Kama, Dhamma, Moksha are the goals that practically the whole world is striving to achieve through following their particular religious practices. People want a better economic situation, so that they could have higher degrees of sense gratification. People want to be pious, religious, knowing that it will bring merits of less suffering and more enjoyment. And ultimately, people want salvation or liberation from sufferings eternally. The Dharma Projita Bhakti, the Bhagavatam, kicks out all of these sub-religious principles from the very beginning and establishes that there is only one true goal, and that is love of God. And it describes the nature of that love. Savai pungsho haro dharma yato bhakti rito kshuche Ahoyitiki apriti hatagi yapta sutra sutra. The supreme occupation for all humanity is loving devotional service to the Lord. Such service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Lord Chaitanya taught us that the highest expression of such love is the gopis of Vrindavan. Love is pure to the degree it is selfless, without ego, without expectation of anything to gain for oneself. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita He explains great elaboration the nature of the love of the gopis of Vrindavan. That they could not even consider within their hearts their own personal satisfaction ever. Their life was only for Krishna's pleasure. The spirit soul is by nature Prakriti. Krishna is Purusha. He is the enjoyer and we are the enjoyed. The gopis were willing to endure millions of pains and sufferings if that was what was required to give Krishna even a moment of satisfaction. And enduring that difficulty for Krishna's sake was their only happiness. And when they would be happy and enjoy, their enjoyment was only for Krishna's enjoyment. Because Krishna likes to see his devotees happy. So devotees are happy to make Krishna happy. This is pure love. And this is the standard of love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established for his sampradaya, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And we find in all of our great acharyas, this was their exclusive absorption. Is following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan and trying to develop this pure, unmotivated, loving service attitude toward the Lord. Lord Chaitanya taught that this crest jewel of all realizations, the Purusharta Siromani, can be realized in this age of Kali by the chanting of the holy names of Radha and Krishna. Chetu Dharapana Marajana Bhava Mahadavakanti. That all the dirt of the heart is cleansed when we sincerely and earnestly chant the holy names. And the pleasure we are all seeking can be realized. Srila Prabhupada often said, when you offer water to the root of the tree, every part of the tree is satisfied. So a true devotee is not concerned with watering his or her own interests, but is exclusively dedicated to serving the interests of the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has prayed in his Gurvastakam. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagatukutra. When the spiritual master is pleased, Krishna is pleased. There is no way around it. If Guru is displeased, Krishna will not be pleased. However much we try to imagine that we are advanced devotees. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada was reading from Sri Bhagavad Gita, he came to that very special verse, Yabashayatma Kabodhir Ete Hakuru Nandana Bahushaka Yanantascha Bhutayo Yabashayam. That those who are in this path, the path of pure devotional service, they are resolute in purpose, their aim is one. The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branches. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very simple and powerful purport to this verse. that one must make the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. That is the spirit of our parampara. We have our beloved Guru Maharaj, the founder Acharya of this Iskcon, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna revealed through him such a perfection of this principle. It was in the early 1920s, I think 1922, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him this instruction. Take the message of Lord Chaitanya, teach it in the English language throughout the world. It was Lord Chaitanya's wish. It was Nityananda Prabhu's prophecy. It was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mission. It was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's goal, and it was Srila Prabhupada's life and soul. And he taught us that this was the only qualification. Of course, this was his immense humility. But also, he was honestly speaking from his heart to teach us, by his example and words, what we must do to actually please Krishna. Because there is no spiritual advancement in the path of bhakti without pleasing Krishna. Srila Prabhupada would say, my only qualification, as I am simply repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj. When he was on Jaladuta, on the Arabian Sea, it was only the beginning of his trip. It took slightly over 30 days from the King George Harbor in Calcutta to the harbor in New York City. The Arabian Sea was just days outside of India. That's where he had his heart attacks and his seasickness. And that is where he wrote in his diary how much he was feeling deep separation from Vrindavan town, his home. How he was missing Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, Radha Madan Mohan. So many miles away, and where he was going was such a mystery. But he was feeling very happy because he was carrying out the order of his spiritual life. That is the true substance and essence of pleasing Krishna. To read Srila Prabhupada's books, to go through the external forms of being a devotee, is important. But the essence is to really understand how the great Acharyas lived. That was Lord Chaitanya's message. When he was glorifying Sripad Madhavendra Puri, his Param Guru, he said these words, that one cannot understand the essence of the Vedic knowledge by studying the scriptures, by becoming a scholar, by performing great austerities, by doing all sorts of bhajan. One can understand by observing the characteristics of the great souls. And Mahajano Yenikatasa Bhanda, following in the footsteps of the great souls. In my insignificant life as a devotee, or trying to be a devotee, I saw from the time of 1973 this characteristic in His Holiness
Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. From the beginning, he had a one-pointed, determined goal in his life to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission. And in essence, he was trying to follow in his footsteps, risking his life, enduring amazing, dangerous, painful conditions just to please his spiritual master, selflessly, with such determination, with such enthusiasm. Sometimes it was frightening to be near him. He was so enthusiastic. Have any of you ever had that experience? Especially when he would beat that drum. When he danced, he was the embodiment of enthusiasm. When he gave classes, embodiment of enthusiasm. Like no one else. I mean, we just saw spontaneous manifestations of his hat flying off and all kinds of things that he would preach. He was absorbed. Whatever he did, he put his heart, his soul, his life into. Why? Because it was for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. How much he extended himself for devotees, from powerful leaders, to apparently outcasted, downtrodden, fallen persons who had succumbed to sinful activities. How he reached out with such enthusiasm. Yes, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was truly a divine personality. He took Prabhupada's example to his heart and followed in his footsteps. And that is parampara. Parampara is not just about having your name after somebody else. Parampara is not simply about taking some vows before a fire. Parampara is about following in the footsteps of the spiritual master, who is following in the footsteps of his spiritual master. And it's all about making their order, our life and soul, and having faith. That if I simply assist my Guru Maharaj and make his order, my life and soul, Krishna will take me back to Godhead. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati. Prabhupada very deeply lived by the prayer of Vasudev Dutt. Let me suffer perpetually in hellish conditions the sins of everyone in this universe so that they could go back to your abode, Krishna, and enjoy with you. He prayed to Prabhupada that he could take up that consciousness for the purification of his own heart, for the ISKCON society, and for the world. And he meant it. So on this very special day, which was just last year at this time, that I had the undeserved fortune of being at his side, witnessing his love and his affection and his amazing determination to remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada and reach out to the world. Ananda Rupa Devi, He always appeared to me to be someone who really wanted to take the spirit of her Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, as her life and soul. Over the years, whenever I met her, she was so blissful. So blissful. So happy to see me, just an insignificant soul. I think she was happy to see me because she knew that her Guru Maharaj was merciful to me. Bubbling, almost uncontrollably, with enthusiasm. In kirtan, she would smile, she would dance, she would scream out the holy names. Yes? And ladies who were the age of her grandchildren couldn't keep up with her. Why? Because she saw Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj dancing in that way. She did it to please him. She was following his line. Always gracious, very generous in heart. She witnessed her Guru Maharaj's deep passion to preach, and she adopted that in her life. As His Grace Madhvacharya Prabhu explained so nicely in his introduction, she was one of the prominent preachers of the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told us that an essential quality to be a preacher is enthusiasm. If you're not enthusiastic, you're dead. Enthusiasm is contagious. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj's dear god sister, Hardini Devi Prabhu, she was personified enthusiasm. Everything she did was with such spontaneous, almost uncontrollable enthusiasm. Because it was for Prabhupada and Krishna. It was for the devotees. Whether she was dancing, whether she was cooking, whether she was just in the middle of a winter at New Vrindavan, just going to the well in the freezing cold and just a thin little sari to pull up water from a well with a bucket and a rope. And you were heavy buckets too. She was a strong Mataji. Pour it up. Pour it in a pot. And she'd go out with an axe. Not a sharp axe, an even Vrindavan axe. No sharpers. And start cutting down trees and then cutting logs and then starting fires and half of smoke and small amount of flame. And she's fanning and fanning and cooking. Always smiling. Always enthusiastic. Could not stop it. Whatever she did, it was with such enthusiasm. Serving Jagannath, serving Bhornitai, serving the devotees, preaching. And when her and Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj came together, I realized that something extraordinary was going to happen. Like two rivers, the Ganga and the Jamuna, of enthusiasm. And Ananda Rupa saw that in her Guru Dev. She heard his teachings and she took his message to heart, to her heart of hearts. She was a married lady with children, with grandchildren, and everything else that comes along with all that, which I'm not so well acquainted with. But I have seen. And that could be pretty depressing. All those responsibilities, obligations, and everything else. But yet, she was more blissful, enthusiastic than most brahmacharis or sannyasis, and eager to serve. because she took that spirit of her Guru Maharaj as her life and soul. And what a wonderful example that was. Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj expressed to me on several occasions, on many occasions through our relationship, but especially in his last weeks, how his life, his soul, his everything was to help Prabhupada in his mission. And how that was his life. That was all. Just to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission. And in those last days, he told me that is why he chose to leave his body at Giti Nagari. He could have gone to Sri Vrindavan Dham, or Sri Mayapur Dham, or Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Why Pennsylvania? Port Royal? Giti Nagari. Because Prabhupada was there. He had such faith in Srila Prabhupada. If Prabhupada placed his lotus feet there and established it as a place of pilgrimage, it is a place of pilgrimage. And he didn't take Srila Prabhupada cheaply. A serious disciple understands that our relationship with our Guru Maharaj is not just kijai. It's our service to our Guru. Carrying out his instruction and serving our Guru is our relationship with our Guru. And he took on serious responsibility to Srila Prabhupada in Giti Nagari. In fact, much of his books, which in the latter part of his pastimes in this world, were a very prominent part of his service to Prabhupada, his writing these books. He did much writing in Giti Nagari. He really identified that place as a place of his service to Prabhupada. And because Prabhupada gave him service there, that was a place that he considered so very, very sacred. That's extraordinary. When Srila Prabhupada was on the rooftop of the 55th Street Temple in New York City, in Manhattan, there is that famous quotation. Srila Prabhupada said, "When I die, make my samadhi on the rooftop of the New York Temple." Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his headquarters of the world was in Sri Mayapur Dham, the Yoga Peet. This is temple. The birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the house of Chandrasekharacharya, the Chaitanya Mat, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have his kirtans. Sri Vasangam. These were all very much under the control of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he had a beautiful temple right in the heart of Vrindavan Dham. And when he was in his very, very deep state of sickness, he was in that Leela, he was in Jagannath Puri, the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from the world, the place that Swarup Damodar Goswami departed from the world, the place that Ramananda Rai departed from the world, the place of Jagannath. Why did he go to Calcutta? Hare Krishna. He passed away from this world in Calcutta. He wanted to be in the place where the mission of Mahaprabhu, of preaching. And when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he said, "Take me to London, then take me to Giti Nagari." He was going to travel. The devotee said, "But what if you die? You should stay here. So let me be die like a warrior in the battlefield, preaching for my Guru Maharaj." He was willing. Of course, by Krishna's grace, he came back to Vrindavan. But he was willing. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he wanted to make an exclamation point that service to Guru is our life and soul. Service to Guru is our Vrindavan. And because so much of his service was centered around Gita Nagari, he made that conscientious decision to depart there, to make a statement to his disciples and to the world. Now, one of the greatest places of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami's successes, amazing successes in this world, is Washington, D.C. It is here that he established the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology. And I remember in those days when he first started, I would often come to visit. First I was doing college preaching, and I would come and spend so many hours and days. When we were together, we usually didn't sleep, because his enthusiasm just overpowered me. There's no question of sleeping with such an enthusiastic person. You're in his room, and you take prasad, you talk, and you take dinner and talk, and then you take breakfast and talk, and then you take lunch and talk. And we just spoke. And he shared his realizations, and I tried to share whatever little I could offer. It was beautiful. But what a vision he had here. In a very creative and relevant way to reach the hearts of the fallen souls of this power, the most powerful political city in the planet Earth. And what great successes he had of attracting such intelligent, professional people, as well as just common people in the ghettos. He didn't discriminate. He had that type of personality where he could attract all classes and bring them to the point of accepting Prabhupada's mercy as their life and soul. Amazing. I remember the Institute was... Well, where was the first? Wood Street? I remember it was down the road from the Capitol building, yes?
That's the second place. That was actually the place. It started the Institute, the official Institute. That was on 9th Street. But
we
really started out
in
Ingraham Street. That was
one place. Ingraham, I remember, yes. I used to get lost a lot, but eventually I found it. And you could just walk right to Capitol, yes?
That's 9th Street, yeah.
That was 9th Street. And Maharaj had such a deep passion to preach here, for Srila Prabhupada. And Ananda Rupa, she loved her Guru Maharaj. She had her husband and her children and her grandchildren and her friends and her relatives and everything else. But Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was her life and soul. And everything in her life was harmonized in such a way to please her Guru. And she was blissful doing so. I was told that when she was in her last stages of that very sad disease that came upon her, it was her desire that she give up her life at the Institute, because she wanted to die. She wanted to breathe her last in her Guru Maharaj's beloved place of devotional service. In this house, Bhakti Tirtha Swami preached dynamically to all classes of human beings. He wrote his books. He envisioned communities of devotees. in his room just a few minutes back, I was reading a beautiful quotation of Srila Prabhupada that he has framed and on his wall in a place where when he would just, that's his bed in that little area, yeah? Where he would see again and again all day, quote from Srila Prabhupada, that if you want to actually honor a great man, the real way to do that is to create a community that lives in the spirit of what he lived for, what he taught. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami took those words of Prabhupada very seriously, and how much he was emphasizing devotee communities. Communities of caring, loving, strong sadhana, absorption in service, absorption in Hari Katha, absorption in Hari Kirtan. And to create the facilities and to create the environment where devotees for their entire lives will always be enthused to hear and chant the glories of Radha and Krishna and spread that message. That was his life. And much of it centered around Madhvacharya Prabhu and Kunti Devi's home. Ananda Rupa Devi, she understood the heart of her Guru. And Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he understood the heart of this disciple. He loved her dearly, and she loved him dearly. He gave his life to help her, and she gave her life to assist him. This is real love. This is the love of the spiritual world. And yes, it was her dream. It was her joy to have this hope, to give her last breath, to offer her life in toto to her Guru Maharaj by being close to his personal quarters in the place that he so dynamically served from the proper gospel. And from what I have heard of the story, this was her last determination. She was a lady who had intense determination her whole life. This was her last determination. And even though she appeared to be in a coma in her own house, still Krishna understood her determination, and they carried her. Those traffic jams. Why does Krishna always do those things? At the most critical moments, impediments, almost makes things impossible. And here she is. She's given her life. She's given her soul. She's given her heart. She just wants to give up her body at the place of her Guru Maharaj. She falls into a coma. The devotees want to rush her here when there's a traffic jam. Now, Krishna's the controller of all controllers. He could have removed that traffic jam. And the devotees were chanting in her ears, and Madhvacharya Prabhu was driving, and they wanted to fulfill her desire. And because she had this determination, and she loved her Guru so much, Krishna brought her here. And she was carried through the front door. She was in her Gurudev's home. And for a disciple to be in Gurudev's home is to be in Krishna's home. It's going back home, back to Godhead in that sense. And just coming through the threshold of the front door, she breathed her last. When I was told this story, my heart melted with a thrilling experience. Because Krishna tells in Gita, Ananyas Chintayantoma, that for my sincere devotee, I protect what they have and I carry what they lack. And this is such an example. She had the determination to be here. But when you're in a coma, there's not all that much you could do about it, is there? But Krishna carried what she lacked. Krishna kept her breathing until her desire was fulfilled. And my doctors told me not to speak so much. But it's an irresistible temptation for me in the presence of all of you. But just days before Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj's departure, he spoke something to me that is very relevant to tonight's occasion. Sometimes he would speak something very serious and profound, but make it into a joke. Yeah? You're laughing. Maharaj is very happy that you're laughing. He said to me that wherever Prabhupada takes me, he said, if Prabhupada takes me back to Goloka Vrindavan, he said, my service there is going to be to prepare for all of you for your arrival. How beautiful. That was his sentiment. That I am the servant of all the devotees. I am the servant of all the devotees. And if I'm brought back by Prabhupada's mercy to Goloka Vrindavan, I'm not going to stop serving you. I'm going to be just preparing for your arrival. And I'll be there to greet you. And then he smiled, and he said, you see, you cannot get rid of me that easily. Well, by Krishna's grace, Ananda Rupa was the first of his disciples to really take him up on his promise. And I believe that Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj has prepared for her arrival. And on this very holy day, I take the dust of the feet of Ananda Rupa Prabhu on my head. Because she lived and died as the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. A few moments of silence to pray in the core of our hearts to Sri Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, to our worshipable deities, that they will fulfill her heart's desire. To always be in the presence of her guru in the loving service of Sri Vrindavan. Thank you very much.